Good morning. It's a Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, who's nice enough to join us each week. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Looking at your column this morning, Albany Insider. Gov's got $1.4 billion left. Polls eye how to spend it. This has to do with the money in the budget and also, obviously, the governor out today starting his regional State of the State addresses. He'll be in New York City this morning and Buffalo this afternoon.
Yeah, going into the new budget season, the governor has warned that things are going to be tighter. The state could be looking at a deficit, and you know that's usually a warning that the purse strings are going to be tighter. But he also has $1.4 billion from legal settlements that the state has received from financial institutions that he has yet to spend. That's a big chunk of change, and lawmakers are using that as proof as that money is there to fund their priorities as they get into the budget negotiations. On top of that, they say, the governor is sitting on billions of dollars more when it comes to money that has been allocated in previous budgets but has yet to go out the door.
From there, let's go to the tensions that have flared between Cuomo and the legislature. The governor's staff, I see, will no longer have free access to the Senate chamber during legislative session days.
The Senate last week on the first day of session adopted its rules for the next 2 years, and a very subtle change was snuck into the new rules. Under the old rules, the governor, his top aide, which is the secretary to the governor, and any of his quote-unquote messengers, which is considered the rest of the staff, was allowed entry to the Senate chamber at any time during the legislative session. They got rid of the word messengers, which means now only two people from the governor's office, the governor himself and his top aide, are allowed on the floor without special permission from the secretary of the Senate. Most people believe that's just yet another shot in the war that's been brewing between the legislature and the gov.
Speaking of another shot in a war that's been brewing for a while, we're talking about the state controller, Tom DiNapoli, now is telling the governor, his administration, to clean house.
Well, yeah, the governor, DiNapoli's office did three audits of the Office of Mental Health as it pertains to these housing for the mentally ill, and found that a lot of expenses went through, questionable expenses, from providers that the state signed off on. Some of them, despite the fact that the housing was subpar, there was bed bugs in one apartment and other problems in different apartments. On top of that, money was paid to these providers that was used to fund parties that had alcohol, expensive retreats to Lake George at a hotel that included a spa treatment, those kinds of things. So the comptroller is saying, hey, you got to be more on top of this kind of stuff and get that money back. The state, the Cuomo administration says it is doing just that and accused the comptroller of overstepping his constitutional boundaries.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joining us. You can read more at nydailynews.com. Ken, thank you.
Anytime. Be well.